and welcome to Care Group, the first Care Group of 2026. We're going to have the best time. So happy that you decided to be with us. Just want to shout you out. Thank you for joining. Everyone that's joining for the first time, thank you so much. Can we do this? Our GRC Online family, can we just throw some emojis out at them? Some friendly ones, some smiley faces, some hello, how are you? We're just happy that you're here. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. Happy to be here in 2026 with you.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm excited, Pastor Darren. How are you feeling? We're here.
Pretty good. I'm not sure if I'm ready, but we're here. We're back. We're in 2026 and, you know, let's go.
Hard to believe. Deaconess Jess, what about you?
Yeah, so glad we get to do this again. 2026, much more.
Much more. We're just getting started, people. We're very excited about this. And just to remind you why we do this to own the word of God that's preached by pastor to us, you know, every Sunday. And, you know, every time we get to tune in together as a church community, we get to do it together. That's the whole point. We really believe that the gospel of grace, the gospel of Jesus, his finished work, what he did for us at the cross, is best explored through a church community, not in isolation, but in a healthy, interdependent way that God designed for us to actually practically apply what we find in Scripture and what's preached to us through Pastor Prince. So we're just so grateful that you decided to be here and we get to own the Word together.
Yeah.
And we get to share, you know, because faith is personal. It's a personal thing, but it's not meant to be kept private. It's meant to be shared with others because just like when you shared with me some things that the Lord is speaking to you, I've shared with you, Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, and all of you, we share these things together. My faith is boosted and we pray yours is too as we do this together. If it's your first time, we want to give you a gift. Please allow us the privilege of doing so by scanning the QR code that you see on the screen right now or texting GRC New to the number that you see on the screen.
Yeah. And if it is your first time or if you've, you know, tuned in a few times, but you've kind of just stayed on the fringes and not really dove into the community here, we would love to have you join the lobby. If you feel like 2026 is your year to get planted in a church family, join us over there. We talk about the care group, things that we caught, different things that we've caught from sermons. We pray for each other, encourage each other. It really is just a beautiful space to gather together. And if you would like care group notes, we have them available on the website. We also have this care group available on YouTube or wherever you stream podcast. If you like to listen on the go, in the car, at the gym, wherever you like to listen, we got you covered. So there should be information popping up on the screen about that.
That's right. I'm ready to dive in. Are you guys ready to dive in? Pastor Darren, is there anything that we should, you have anything to say before we do this or should we just go?
No, let's go. Let's jump in and jump together and get into the Word of God.
Fasten your seatbelt, people. We are about to jump right into the theme of the year. Check out this video. We're going to come right back and we're going to have a discussion together. Check this out.
In the year 2026, you need to have the perspective, the hope that whatever is going to happen in the future in 2026, amen, is going to turn out better. Are you ready? Okay, sit back.
Hold steady. Brace for the next wave. Hold tight. Rocks ahead. The anchor now! God will help us!
Lord Jesus, save us.
Land ahead!
This is amazing.
Much more. Much more. But let's look at this passage of scripture, 2 Chronicles 20. The Bible says, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Verse 26. And on the fourth day, now I'm going to tell you why this word is specific for us. We just passed the third day. You all know what I mean when I say we just passed the third day. They assembled in the valley of Baraka. What is the meaning of Baraka? Blessing. Very good. This is chapter 20, right? And it's verse. You are entering into the valley of blessing where there is so much more. The first area, in fact, he said to me, tell the people, this year, I'm going to give much more light, much more revelation, much more wisdom. Where do you find wisdom again? Where do you find light? In the Word of God. You need to spend time in this book. Amen. This is a step to take for this year. If you've lost your relish, your delight, your desire, your joy in God's Word, it's time to get it back. And the way you get it back is just by starting to read. If you have not determined to do so, let me tell you this. This is the number one project you need to do.
2026, the year of much more. Who's ready for the year of much more, aka the fourth day, which is pretty incredible. Can you believe that? Seriously, right? That is, I mean, it means so much to us, everyone that follows Pastor's ministry, because obviously we just came out of the year of the third day. And in the theme of the year that the Lord has spoken through Pastor to all of us so that we would be blessed and anchored, we see that there's the fourth day. It's pretty amazing. It's so personal. And I think that I'm encouraged to really make this personal. Not keep it to myself, but personal in the sense of what does it mean for me? What does it mean for me and, you know, my wife and our family and our ministry? Because I feel like that's the encouragement that I hear from Pastor in the theme of the year sermon, part one and part two, is that faith is a personal thing. Mm-hmm. Hearing from the Lord is a personal thing. Again, not to be kept to yourself, or, you know, you're not the gatekeeper or the sole owner of what God is speaking. But it is a personal thing in terms of he speaks things particular to your life, your situation, what you're dealing with on an everyday basis. A lot of times it's right in the flow of that because the Lord's really concerned about the small details of your life, the big things, but the mundane things, the small things. So I'm encouraged through this ministry to involve Jesus, involve the finished work in every single area of my life. Day and night, you know, throughout the day. And this is really personal to me because as we prepare, and we learn this from this ministry, as we prepare for the next year, the months leading up to the new year as a family, and we've shared this before, we write some things down. I spend some time with the Lord and I just write some things down by faith. I don't always feel it, but I do it by faith. I write some things down that I feel like the Lord is speaking to me, for me personally, my relationship with Him, for my ministry, for my marriage, for my family. And I write them down. And again, sometimes it's a verse, sometimes it's several verses, sometimes it's a whole chapter, or sometimes it's just some thoughts, some phrases. I'm just sharing with you like how it works with me. And I've learned to kind of go with that flow over time. And then we meet as a family and we put it into the mix of a family context and see if what is the Lord speaking to my wife? What's the Lord speaking to even the kids? We involve them in it. And I'm so thankful that even in this verse that he was talking about, 2 Chronicles 20:20, actually there's this idea and picture of families standing before the Lord. And I wasn't even going to share on this, but I'm just thinking of it as I'm talking. It's a beautiful thing when we can do this, grow in our relationship with the Lord and include our children. And I just felt like this, as I was sharing this right now, I just want to share this with anybody who's listening right now, is if you feel like maybe you haven't done that, all hope is not lost. This is the year of a consistent, steadfast, sure expectation of good up ahead in your future. It's a year of hope too. I mean, you could see Pastor is emphasizing that through the anchor. We have this hope as an anchor. And it's not this hope is not worldly hope, like well wishes. I hope this will work out well. And there's no real foundation for you to expect something good. That's like a sandy foundation. But I'm even looking at like the anchor. It's like rolling through the sand, but it's waiting for a rock. And that rock is the finished work of Jesus. And we've been taught that. And so I just want to encourage someone right now before I just, you know, share a couple more things, that if you're tuning in right now and you feel like, but I haven't done that, you know, my relationship with my kids right now, they've gotten older. It's not what I was envisioning for it to be. Or maybe you felt like I didn't lay hold of what I could have laid hold of in my relationship with my kids. I didn't involve them in my walk with the Lord. It's okay. There's no guilt. There's no shame. There's no condemnation. The Lord loves you. And I believe he's encouraging you even right now as we're together and the Holy Spirit's active and just letting you know that there is much more in the relationship that you have with your children on the bedrock of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and this theme that we've just received. I just want to share that with you. And I guess that goes in alignment with what stuck out to me most is Pastor Prince always talks about this, but this year I'm excited about this because it intersects with things that I feel like the Lord's put on my heart, which is to pray, to dive into scripture, and to not be passive about what the Lord has done for me, to proactively lay hold of that which the Lord laid hold of for me and my family. And, you know, the second part of Pastor's sermon for the, you know, the vision, the theme of the year, he talked about Daniel 9, and I thought it was so good because he mentioned that Daniel was spoken to by the Lord about the day he was living in when he was reading the scriptures, the book of Jeremiah. And he's reading the book of Jeremiah. He's diving into scripture, which Pastor says is going to be very important this year. And because in his light, there is light. And in his light, which is his word, there is clarity, there's confidence, there's surety, there's vision for your life and personal, not really obscure or ethereal, but like personal and practical. And Daniel's literally reading scripture and seeing that Jeremiah is talking about the time he's living in. And then if you read on in Jeremiah, it says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And Daniel's reading that, but he doesn't just leave it there. Then he responds to the Lord in scripture with his own personal prayer and starts unwrapping God's plan and his purpose for his life. And I just wanted to share that as I'm encouraged to step into this year, believing that the Lord's going to give me a greater relish for his word, that the much more first and most is to see much more of the Lord's heart for me. Yes, we invite all the blessings, and we're going to talk about that. Don't worry, we're going to talk about that, right? But Pastor said this, that actually the focus of the much more first is much more light, revelation, wisdom as you're intimate with the Lord going through his word. Then the other things with that we should welcome that we don't deserve, that we can't earn, that we can't work for.
Yep.
But first, we're talking about the much more of the Lord's heart found in his word and unwrapped personally through our prayer life. And so I just want to encourage everyone, you know, that's really what's sticking out to me is we're diving into his word like never before by faith, even when I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to respond to what I'm listening to with prayer. And I'm looking at it like this. I'm unwrapping the promise, the purpose, and the plan of God for my life through prayer. Yeah. Prayer is not a work. Mm-hmm. It's not something I have to do. I'm not checking a box. It's a privilege an honor, an opportunity to appropriate the grace of God and to express faith in the one who loves me and you most. Yep. So that's what's sticking out to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of responses, what stood out most to me was in 2 Chronicles 20, when Pastor was talking about Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
That's going to give me, it's going to give me a hard time every time I say it. So don't be surprised. But just how I love how Pastor brought out that he was afraid, you know, and that that's okay. And that he was literally surrounded on all sides by armies. That is not our reality, most of us, that we're literally surrounded on all sides. But I know I have, and probably most of you have felt like you're surrounded on all sides, whether it's relationship issues, money problems, health issues, things like that, that you feel like you're surrounded and you're trapped and you're scared and you don't know what to do. But I love the response that he went to the Lord, that he started to pray, that he reminded the Lord, and then in that reminded himself that, no, I am in the right place. This is the land that was given to us. This is our inheritance. This is the place that we're supposed to be. We need your help. So I love that that was the response that he had. And the response he got back was stand still. And in that, he didn't just stand still and do nothing. Like, okay, the Lord's going to fight my battles. Like, Let's see what happens. His response was to worship, to praise the Lord before he saw what the outcome was going to be. You know, the Lord is telling him, stand still. That could mean anything. He has no idea what's going to happen, but his response was to praise the Lord. So I just love that. That rest for him meant praising the Lord, praying, gathering everyone together to praise and worship with him. I think it's just such a beautiful picture that we could have for our lives. When we feel like we're surrounded, we don't freeze and stay in that place, that we go to the Lord, we pray, and we expect, you know, amazing things to happen, that he will be the one to fight our battles. And then Pastor Prince went on to tell us, after he was talking about that passage for a little bit, that to keep going, that the Lord was saying, there is personal revelation for you in this word. So of course I was like, let's go, let's dive in. So I was reading it again. And then I read on to verse 27 and 28. So this is after the fourth day with all the blessings and everything. And in the Message translation, it says, Jehoshaphat then led all the men of Judah and Jerusalem back to Jerusalem, an exuberant parade. God had given them joyful relief from their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and came into the temple of God with all the instruments of the band playing. And I felt like this was such a personal word for me, because, you know, we've talked about it here before, but we have a daughter with type 1 diabetes, and it is in the natural, chronic, and incurable. And it's a daily thing, day and night, that we're faced with. But we are believing for her healing. We know that she is healed. We're believing for that manifestation. So for anyone who has gone through anything chronic before, especially if it's an illness, it can feel like it's never going to end. So I just felt like this was so personal because, yes, there was that victory that they got all the blessings. But how it's worded is that it was a joyful relief, and that the focus isn't on all the things that they got, but that they had this freedom, this lasting freedom, that if they thought it was going to come back, that the enemy was going to attack again, they wouldn't have this joyful relief. They wouldn't be letting their hair down and relaxing. They'd be on guard still. So that's the promise that the Lord showed me in this word, that there will be a joyful relief. And our family, our daughter will end up more than gainers, that there will be all these blessings, but that the main blessing is that the Lord is for us. And just some gentle correction that I felt from the Lord as well is that I really dove into this because Pastor Prince said, there is a special personal revelation for you in this word. I felt like the Lord said, I always have that for you. You don't need to be told that there is something special for you. There is always something special for you in my word. So it kind of ignited me to really dive into the word more this year.
Amen. It's great. It's very good. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And I only messed up Jehoshaphat.
Don't say it again. Well, don't say it anymore. I messed
up. No, Ray.
It's a tough one, people.
It is a tough
one.
It's
not easy.
We'll call him General Jehoshaphat.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking is just, can you say Jehoshaphat like 10 times as fast as you can? If you can, we would just love it.
How do you win?
Jeez, okay. We'll just let you share what the Lord's put on your heart, think of this, Jess.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm always so encouraged, you know, when, you know, you and Lindsay share. And yes, I have been, you know, thinking very much about the word for the year. And, you know, when we were like as a team think, you know, talking about, you know, what our takeaways were, you know, one of us just said like, you know, this year, the much more, right? I need much more patience. You know, and yes, we all agree that we, you know, one of the things that we all need is like much more patience. But, you know, even in that moment, you know, because of what we've already received, I just felt like, hey, you know, in Galatians 5:22, patience, like all the other virtues, they're just fruits of the Spirit, right? And how do you get fruits? You get it when there is intimacy, obviously, right? And this is the year, you know, just like you, you know, both of you have shared, we are to have the much more in revelation, in the light, in wisdom, in the Word of God, right? And so having that intimacy with the Lord, seeing Him in the Scriptures, will bear the fruit of the Spirit, right? And which includes patience, which we all want. And so, you know, I was just reminded that, yes, my response, Lindsay, to this year of much more is to spend much more time, right, in the Word of God, in prayer, in worship, in intimacy with the Lord, and then let Him take care of the fruits that I need in my life, right? I don't have to pursue that. I just need to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus. One of the first things that struck me when Pastor shared the week before the Vision Sunday on the hope that anchors our soul, right? And then he had introduced the subject of the anchor, and then we saw the cross, right? So, you know, a brother was just sharing that, hey, you know, but the anchor is of no use if we hold on to it. It is only useful when you drop the anchor, right? Then it does its work, its full work. And it's so true, right? It's like we really need the cross, right? The finished work of Jesus to be able to experience, you know, the Lord in our lives on a daily and nightly basis throughout the, you know, the day. And I was like looking at Colossians and, you know, really, you know, impacted by Colossians 1 verses 21 to 23. And it says that we who were once alienated and now have been reconciled. And in verse 22, that in the body of His flesh through death, and to present us, like the Lord presenting us as holy and blameless and above reproach in His sight. And that's how He wants us to see ourselves. And that if indeed you continue in the faith, right? And I guess, you know, as we've all been, you know, well taught, the faith here referring to the faith that we are righteous by faith, the righteousness of faith, right? That we continue believing that we have been made righteous by faith, not by our works. Grounded and steadfast, that's the anchor, right? And are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which we have heard. And this is the Apostle Paul, you know, exhorting. And it just really touched my heart that, you know, to be anchored, grounded, established, and not to be moved away by any distraction from the hope that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I just wanted to share, and I thank every one of you here, you know, that you would even spend your evening when you could be doing so many other, you know, good things, but you're spending the time with us to hear about our lives. But, you know, we're thankful we get the privilege of doing this. And we're so glad that, you know, you can be a part of our lives as well. And, you know, so thank you. And, you know, just before the new year, the crossing of the new year, in the last few years of the days of 2025, I woke up one morning and, you know, I just felt like led somehow to get my blood pressure checked, you know, so I have that meter and I checked. And I got a shock because it was 190 over 90. And, you know, my doctor says that anything that it crosses 130, you know, for me, you need to know that, you know, something is happening in your body. So I, you know, went to the, you know, neighborhood doctor and, you know, they just, oh, well, you know, you've got to keep monitoring it. Most important thing is that you need to drink plenty of water and watch your salt intake. And I thought, wow, okay. So, you know, my sweet husband, Caleb, he prepared this big bottle, 1 liter bottle. And he said, drink two of this and you'll be fine, right? So we partake of the communion and we believe that, you know, the Lord will take care of whatever, you know, this, you know, spike is. And, you know, I drank. And, you know, for the first time, I realized that, I mean, I was conscious how wonderful it is to be drinking, you know, enough for the day. Because many times we're so busy, caught up with things, right, that we forget to even take a sip of water. And I was drinking and drinking and enjoying it. And, you know, everything normalized within the next few days. And my blood pressure went back to normal. Praise the Lord. But, you know, when I was thinking over this incident, I realized that, wow, for our bodies, we need so much water to keep it right in check. How much more our spirit and our soul that we need the water of the living word, the living waters that Jesus gives to us that we'll never thirst, right? And, you know, it led me to just go to Proverbs 4 again. And, you know, I love it, like Pastor saying, you know, sharing, asking the Lord for a fresh love for his word. And when I did that, right, I saw Proverbs 4, you know, verses 21 to 24 in a very different light again, right, about how it starts with my son. And so it's the father talking, right? So our heavenly Abba is saying, you know, my son, my daughter, give much more attention, give focus, you know, to my words. And, you know, incline your ear to my sayings. So I saw that picture of intimacy again, right? That like a much more a reminder of being intimate in his presence and hearing, because to incline our ears means that we have to be very close to be hearing, right? And then do not let them depart from our eyes and, you know, keep them in the midst of our heart. And I was thinking like, you know, Lord, I prayed, I was like, you know, give me eyes that see and ears that hear. And you know what? Yesterday, I was looking at Proverbs 20, which is, you know, the Proverbs of the day. And in verse 12, it says that eyes that see and ears that hear, they are gifts from God. Wow. You know, it's the first time I've seen this scripture. So I was very, very excited that these are the gifts that God promises to give liberally. We just need to ask him for it. And, you know, when our hearts are, you know, believing and receiving, you know, that the fresh, you know, revelation of his word, it just gives us life. Because in verse 22, it says, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, the physical water, yes, it's good for our bodies, but the word of God is also for our physical health and flesh, in the flesh, right? And, you know, how important it is to be drinking of the water of his word. So I'm just so thankful that, you know, even in verse 23, it says to keep our heart with diligence, you know, because out of it flows the issues of life. And, you know, to me, it's like Jesus saying, don't worry, right? Are you, you know, if the Father, like, looks after the birds, he provides for them, even though they don't sow or toil. Would you not being of more value to him? So, you know, this consciousness of our value to our Heavenly Father and, you know, how much he loves us that he would have given his beloved son to the, you know, sent to the cross in our place for us. That is the love that we are to receive. And when we remember that, we don't need to worry a thing, right? We know that the Lord will take care of it. And this whole verse 24 anchors on what then do we say? The speaking, right? And speak, you know, and I remember Pastor Prince saying, like, speak as if, right? As if we already have it, because we do have it. It is a finished work. So I just told myself, my response this year to the much more is to keep, you know, my spirit you know, really in the water and be wet and, you know, oily for the Lord's purpose. And I want to be much more in the power of His love and in His soundness of mind, right? So blessings to us, much more blessings for us is to be received this year, right? Because, you know, the very first thing we hear much more is that we have this tendency to go out and get it, right? But no, the Lord says, just wait upon me and you will receive it. And I'm just so thankful for that word. And, you know, I just wanted to also remind all of us, in myself included, because, you know, I'm someone who loves to hear the preached word actually more than reading the word from the Bible and studying it. And, you know, so I'm reminded this year that, you know, I want to spend my time, much more time in the written word of God as well as the preached word, and to just allow that to continue to, you know, bring forth the life to, you know, everything that is going on in our lives, our ministry. And, you know, some of you may have tried just like me and, you know, like, oh, you know, we accepted the lie that, no, you know, studying the word, it's not your portion. It's pastor's portion. But, you know, you don't need to. No, I want to believe and lay hold of much more this year that, you know, it is my portion. And I'm going to journal. I'm going to study. And I mean, it's been such an exciting first 2 weeks. I've been journaling and studying and just reading the word and, you know, just allowing the Lord to speak to me. And, oh, you know, how much I have just really been a beneficiary of this word that Pastor has released for us. And I want to encourage all of us to not despise the humble beginnings, you know, that we may start, you know, in a small way in reading even a few verses a day, but to keep continue to be steadfast and established in His word, in the presence. And, you know, we are going to see that whatever little that we put into Jesus' hands, it will always multiply. Amen?
Yeah.
I hope this encourages all of us.
Amen. Amen.
So good. Thank you, Jessica. Like, what a great sharing. And we're praying for your supernatural divine health. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I mean, yeah. I just want to take a moment to just really appreciate Pastor Prince. And I think that, you know, we get to be gathered around the word and even have a vision of the year because, like, we have a pastor who has taken time to seek the Lord for a word for us. And if you read the story for yourself in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I think it's even beautiful, right, to have a pastor, to be part of a community, to be part of a church where our pastors encourage us to, just as what Lindsay shared, read the story for ourselves. There's something there for you. Because I think we live in a time where there's abundance of words. There's much more words when you, I don't know, every time I turn on my social media or I'm on YouTube, right, Josh? Like someone's telling me how to spend my time. Someone's telling me how to spend my money. Someone's telling me, you know, what I don't have enough of. Or, you know, it's January, right? So everyone's telling me like how I should work out, what I should eat, what is my nutrition, what is a healthy heart rate. There is so much that it is overwhelming. So I think what I really want us to pay attention to in a year of much more, while there's so much in the world, we want to find what is the Spirit of the Lord speaking to us. So in the midst of the fear and in the midst of the battle, when we hear about what King Jehoshaphat was dealing with, what one key verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 14, I want you to pay attention to, is it says, in the midst of all that fear, they gathered together, right, Josh, with their little ones?
Yeah.
And what did they do? They waited for a man of God to speak.
Mm. Yeah.
That in your time of fear, you need a word from the Lord. And I like this scripture. It says this, then in verse 14, it says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. Then it goes on to talk about stand still and all that. But pause for a moment there. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be part of New Creation Church, part of Pastor Prince Ministry now for close to 30 years. But I want to be tuned in to a ministry. I want to be planted in a church where when we gather in times of adversity, in times of challenge, in times of fear, in times of difficulty, that I'm gathering not because it's a good thing to do, but I'm gathering to hear and observe the Spirit of the Lord come upon a minister of God that will not speak to me his point of view and his opinion alone, but speak to me as the oracles and the prophetic word of the Lord. If we can tell the difference in 2026, what is the word of man and what is the word of the Lord? What is the word of the Spirit and what is the word of all this noise that we are confronted with in the world? There's so much distraction. It's overwhelming. But I want to be part of something where even as we get it together, I want to experience this. When I tune in, you know, and listen and I read the word for myself, I want to experience the Spirit of the Lord coming upon. And then as Pastor speaks, because even the video that we just watched, right? Think about it. This is not an invention from the church. This is not a part of Pastor's imagination. This is Pastor Prince going before the Lord, thinking about New Creation Church, thinking about, you know, Grace Revolution Church, thinking of all of us, right? And seeking the Lord as our shepherd, going to the chief shepherd and going like, Lord, what is the word for our people? For all of us. So when you hear the year of much more, what you're hearing is not just Pastor Prince's expression and love for us all. He's really expressing the love of the Father. It is the love of the Father to give you much more. It is the love of the Father that gave His Son, our Lord Jesus, at the cross. And if He had given His Son to us, and we experience this, you know, lavish, personal, intimate, deep, you know, unsparing, completely generous, completely unconditional, you know, completely based on His heart. That's the Father's heart. Receive the much more, not as something that you'd be like, oh Lord, I need this in my life. I'm you know, like, no, it's the Father's heart. We just have to figure out how to be in a posture of stillness in the midst of the storm. So think about the vision that Pastor received. Like, we see a beautiful animation, but I want you to understand it as a prophetic vision. That means that whatever much more you're believing for, there can be a storm. It begins with a storm. So I know right now, wherever you're tuning to this, wherever you're watching this from, right, from Singapore to all across America, right? Like, you could be going through a storm. And, you know, in times of New Year and the beginning of the year, that, you know, you see people joyous and celebratory. But I know, you know, myself included, like, you know, we're going through different storms. Pastor has shared on the platform himself that the last 2 weeks has been one of the most challenging 2 weeks for him. And while I can't go into detail here, like, I, you know, the pastors, we've been praying and believing with Pastor and his family and like, keep him in prayer. As he's preaching the word, there is adversity that he confronts with as well.
Amen.
So we're not preaching this from a place of like, you know, hey, we've arrived. Just like what Lindsay has shared, like, you know, we're believing for a miracle for Izzy. Right? The things that Pastor Prince is believing for on the other side. Right? On the other side of the adversity, on the other side of the challenge. So it's really interesting, right? The Lord promises you the promised land, But then when the children of Israel come to it, there are high towering walls, formidable walls, and enemies and giants on the land, on your promise. So I don't know personally what giant may be sitting, or what giants or entire city of giants could be sitting on your promise right now. But in the midst of the adversity, receive the word from the Lord that there's much more. So you think about it, the word that then Joseph had received is like, be still. You do not need to fight. But how do we be still? How do we be still in a time of storm? How do we be still in the face of adversity? Right? It's the shepherd's psalm. It's, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It's in the midst. It's in the storm. It's in the rumbling. It's in the challenge. It's in the pain. It's in the suffering that you may be dealing with right now. But to have hope in the midst of all that, to know like, this is not the end. Right? So whatever storm it is, just know that through our pastor and through the prophetic word, whatever storm you'll face in 2026, just know that God has given already a word for you. That when you receive this news, or again, we're not believing for bad news, but I'm just saying that come what may, I pray that the Lord fortifies your heart with stillness. Right? There's provision of shalom before the storm. There's much more shalom. Could you put that in the chat? Could you just say this if you're writing notes? There's much more shalom in 2026. Even in the midst of the storm, there's much more shalom. We don't have to live life like, you know, afraid of this and that, afraid of giants, afraid of adversity, afraid of storms. Of course, we're not going after the storm. Do you understand what I'm saying? It can come unexpectedly, but when it comes unexpectedly, there is much more peace. There is much more shalom. There is much more Jesus in your situation.
Amen.
Amen. And I know it's like, oh, but how can I, it's, how can I believe that? How can I lay hold of that? Then we come to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. This is how you get 2020 vision, right? It says this, believe in the Lord and you shall be anchored. You shall be established. So an adversity can come and we can be still, because in the midst of that adversity, we will believe in the Lord that there is much more. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Who are his prophets? The people whom the Lord has anointed. That when you hear the word, I want to pray with you to believe that you will be sensitive to be able to discern what is someone that is speaking, even whatever channel you're tuning into, whatever things you're listening to, whatever books you're reading, right? I want you to be sensitive to be able to discern what is a word from the Lord and what is not. What is the word from the Lord for you? Do not be swayed by every wind of doctrine that will come. Right? That's a picture of being anchored in Jesus-centered teaching. Because people are always looking for, you know, as just human nature, right? We're itchy for the new. What's the prophetic word for 26? What's this? Or there's this ministry and this is saying this. And it's all about more emphasis on this. I'm not doing enough of that, you know. I'm not confessing enough. I'm not, you know, it can be anything. I want you to learn this. Seek the Lord and discern for yourself, right? What is the word from the Lord and what is not? Grow in hearing the voice of your shepherd. Why? He wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me. He wants to speak to all of us much more. My sheep know my voice. They hear my voice and they know my voice. So whatever words you're hearing, ask yourself, is this centered on new covenant of grace? Does it sit well? Because there's a lot of teaching right now, very Jesus-centered teaching, right? They talk about Jesus a lot, right, Josh? But it's yeah. There's no revelation that the veil has been torn.
Yeah.
It feels like God is far away. It feels like God is distant. It feels like we have to do a lot to enter and get the promises.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not anchored on the new covenant. So is it new covenant? Is it Jesus-centered? Right? Grace-based, Jesus-centered? Right? Is it scripturally sound in accordance to... Is it a word from the Spirit?
Mm.
Right? And I'm grateful. I am. I'm grateful to be part of this house. There are many good houses. There are many good ministers. There are many good churches. Mm. I'm grateful to be here because even using the you know, Pastor's app, you know, the Gospel Partner app, when I hit the 7 minutes, like it takes me across 25 years. Can you imagine? This is longevity. This speaks of pastor's legacy and longevity, right? So across 25 years, I can hit on any random 7 minute sermon across 25 years, across 1,200 sermons. And whatever is that 7 minutes is still golden and treasure to me for that day. So pray for our pastor, would you? Pray for his family. You know, I can't elaborate, but there are some storms. You know, pray for, you know, Pastor Josh and Lindsay. Pray for Jessica. Even as we pray for you and minister, we minister to you not purely from our strength. We minister to you from our weakness. We minister to you telling you that, hey, we're alongside with you. We have our own storms. You know, we empathize with the storm that you're dealing with, whether it's a health situation, a financial situation. You know, some of you know that my son just went through a health situation, and I appreciate all the prayers that came in for him. You know, his lung had collapsed during Christmas and he's completely healed. Right? In the midst of the storm, we had stillness. We experienced stillness. When we were in the hospital on Boxing Day, for 4 hours, Daryl listened to healing scriptures on YouTube. Just Pastor Prince reading healing scriptures. Reading healing scriptures. And so what I observe is even in the midst of adversity, while everybody is asking me like, how's Daryl doing? Like, I think his health is tremendous. The Lord has healed his lungs. The hole in his lungs has been completely covered up. But let me tell you, that in the midst of the adversity, I saw Daryl turn to the Lord in a way that I've never observed before in my teenager. Please hear me carefully, right? I'm not believing for the storm, but in the midst of the storm, something good came out of it. I saw him grow as a teenager. I can tell him like, hey, listen to the sermon. Hey, pay attention in church. Hey, you know, read your Bibles, pray every day. You know what I mean? As a parent, but I tell them that my relationship with the Lord cannot be mine. It needs to be your own. And in the midst of that adversity, I saw him in a hospital bed with the oxygen on, you know, praying and just believing for healing for his lungs. Like the Lord touched him and the Lord healed him. And no one can ever take that healing experience and encounter that he had with the Lord away from him.
Mm.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
The giants became his bread. The adversity became his testimony. So do not fear. Right? It's okay to fear. But in the midst of that, you know that we don't have to live in a state of fear. Because look at Joseph, he began in fear. Again, no condemnation, right? Same, when I was in an emergency room with my wife and there was all these things, they're showing us the x-ray for his lungs, how much he's collapsed, you know, how it's only functioning at like 20%. Like, you know, obviously there's fear. In the midst of the fear, we slowed down, we sought the Lord, we prayed, and the Lord healed him, right?
Mm.
So, Joseph had begun in fear, received the word from the Lord, from the prophet. And after that, when you hear Joseph speaking, right, Josh, to the people, he spoke not with fear, but with boldness.
Amen.
Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. And maybe there was still fear in his heart, but he's just like he's speaking to himself, he's preaching to himself. Like Joseph had belief in the Lord, in the fear, even if you're shaking, in the fear. You shall be established. Believe his prophets. Right? The prophet had just prophesied. And you shall prosper. Prosper in your body. Prosper in your healing. Prosper in your areas of provision. Prosper in your health. I pray that we have much more of Jesus in 2026. In every area.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So good. Thanks for sharing that, Pastor. It's great. And it reminds me of this, Pastor Darren, this verse that Paul shares to the church in Thessalonica. And he says in 1 Thessalonians 2:8, he says, "So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." And so that's what we're doing together, guys, you know, right now. We're encouraging each other with the gospel, just like we were encouraged by that theme of the year message from Pastor Prince. Is it's only the gospel that establishes us. It's only the gospel that causes us to have a confident expectation that is placed accurately and correctly, not misplaced, but placed where it's supposed to be, not in ourselves, not in our ability, not in mustering up more of our own willpower or checking boxes or becoming more holy in our outward appearances or behaviors. I'm so thankful that the much more is a greater revelation of our Savior and the love of God for us. And we get to share what's personally going on in this moment right now. That's what we're doing too. Is I can see that some people, we put something out before and we're just asking people, what are you believing for 2026? Like, what is the much more for you? And if I just want to, you know, just for a moment, I just want to like look at these for just a second as we take some time to reflect on what we've been talking about and to believe that the Lord is going to, in whatever it is, whatever storm it is. And let's be clear, like Pastor Darren said, we're not excited about the storm. We're not looking for a storm. We're not excited about the giants. We're none of us like the giants or the storms. We don't need it. The Lord doesn't need evil to bring about good. But the beauty in all of this, everyone, is that He will work all things together for your good.
Amen.
Through the new covenant and the finished work of Jesus, no matter what the storm is. So we're not going to let the storm steal the seed of God's word. And we see some people put in here, you know, they're believing for much more boldness and confidence, family relationships closer with their children and grandchildren, and breakthroughs in some of those relationships, and health. People are believing for wisdom and great favor, and people are believing for provision. And it seems like some of the common denominators here is people are really believing for much more in their relationship with God, much more revelation of Jesus, restoration for finances, deliverance from storms. Amen.
Yeah.
We say amen to all of this. And if you want to put anything else in the chat, why don't you just do that right now? As we just have a, let's just have a Selah moment here and just allow God's presence, just like we heard, stand still. Let's just stand still for a moment and behold the Lord. And then Deaconess Jessica, Pastor, if you guys could pray when you feel led to pray.
We just begin to pray in the Spirit together. Spirit of the Lord is here. His presence and His anointing is here. We don't have to strive. We just have to let it flow like a river. Lord, I thank you that there's a healing anointing right now for all heart conditions. Lord, I just thank you that your Spirit flows in Jesus' name. And to anyone that's dealing right now or have a loved one that's dealing with a heart condition, Lord, I just thank you that your healing power in Jesus' name renews and heals this precious person's heart right now. Lord, we pray, Lord, we stand by faith for a good medical and health report in Jesus' name. Lord, just pray, Lord, for any person right now that's watching this, that's dealing with a storm. Maybe a storm that you've not told anyone. Whether it's embarrassing or you just don't feel comfortable to share it. But your Heavenly Father knows. And you are not alone in this storm. He is with you and He is for you. You don't have to struggle. His much more is towards you. His much more breakthrough. His much more provision. His much more anointing. His much more supply. No, it's not dependent on you. And no, your past does not disqualify you from receiving from your Abba Father. Your Abba Father gave up His Son on the cross for you personally, so that you may receive life, restoration, blessed relationships, a tranquil heart, harmony and shalom and peace in all your relationships, in your physical body, divine healing, in your resources, blessed to be a blessing. Blessed with more than enough to be a blessing. To advance the gospel of grace, to see His house built, to see missionaries sent, to see the needy clothed, to see the homeless provided for. You are blessed, not selfishly, but you will be blessed to be a blessing. The Lord has much more towards you. There's no shame and no embarrassment for past mistakes. Oh, the Lord does a new thing in your life in 2026. Much more towards you in Jesus' name.
Father, we just thank You, Lord. Just thank You that You know the condition and the state of our hearts and where we are at more than we could ever know ourselves. And Lord, You feel for especially the people who have been caring for their loved ones, whether they be children or grown adults or parents that are unwell, and they've been giving such care so faithfully all, you know, for many years, Lord. You see them and You have such great compassion, Lord. And we ask, Father, that You just exchange Your strength for all the weaknesses that they feel. The tiredness, the feeling drained from all the caregiving, that You give new strength to those who need it. And we thank You, Father, that You continue to grant to them Your spirit of discernment, that they will know, Lord, to rest and to discern when is the time to sit at Your feet to receive from You, and when it's time for them to even care for and do what is necessary to care for their loved ones. But that the discernment of just being still and hearing from You and receiving a word from You to know what they can then do and ought to do, Lord, so that there is just such a life even flowing in their caring for their loved ones. Father, You just want them to know that You see, Lord, their love for their loved ones, and You are more than embracing them and giving them fresh new strength for the day. We just thank You also for reviving and restoring their loved ones who are not well into fullness of health and of wholeness of body and soundness of mind. Just thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is the year for all of you of much more. Can we get a good amen if you believe that in the chat, or if you want to wave your hands around a little bit? We believe that. And wow, oh my goodness.
That's a lot of amen.
Chat is going crazy. Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful that we were able to be a part of the first care group of 2026 together. And that's what it's all about, doing this together. It's been great. Pastor Darren, how do you feel? Is your heart full?
I love talking about Jesus with all of you, and it's such a great blessing.
Deaconess Jess, everything you shared was so good. And I know, do you have much more still? Or
yes, so much more. Care in the next care group. Yes, my cup runneth over.
Oh, man. It was great what you shared.
Thanks.
Loved what you shared. And
can I just one more little note?
Really?
One more little note.
All right.
I'm the one with much more.
Okay.
Hey. So just in that same as Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 2:20 is kind of winding down here. I just saw towards the end of it, it said, as long as Jehoshaphat reigned, peace reigned. So that's why I just want to declare over all of you that as you reign,
yes,
peace reigns. Because you reign, peace reigns.
Amen. Amen.
So great.
Amen. Amen. We're believing that, guys. And there's a reason, there's a good reason for us to believe that, mm-hmm, too. We're talking about God's word. Amen. And this is not, you know, well wishes or wishful thinking. This is the word of God. And together with all of you, let's believe and be established. And as we listen to the preached word, you know, every Sunday, every time we have service, I believe if we listen to it and say, I've received it into my heart, and when a storm comes, we're not going to allow the storm to steal the seed of God's word that was preached. We're going to let that seed grow roots, and we will reap a harvest of great fruit. That's what's going to happen this year. So we love you guys. We love all of you. We're so thankful that this is the way we get to start our year. I know many people start their year with anticipation and doubling down on their resolutions, but we're starting out with a new year revelation of,
amen,
who Jesus is, what he's done for us at the cross. That's a pretty good reason to get excited. So we want to encourage you, keep on coming. Keep coming to church. Keep coming to service. We are not ones who forsake the assembling together of the saints. All the more as we see the day of the Lord draw near. So come to care group. And also, let me challenge you with this. Don't just come to care group. Share care group with those who God puts on your heart. Amen. If I were to guess, the Lord's going to put people on your heart as you get into his word. When you get into his word, when you start speaking to him and letting him in on the things going on in your life, people will come to mind. I just want to prepare you for that. That this is a year, Pastor Prince said, where he also sees evangelism happening. And it's not hard and heavy, it's light and easy, because the Lord will just put people on your heart, send them a text message, send them a link, invite them to be a part. And let's be surprised to see how salvation comes to so many people this year as we just extend to those what we've received personally from him. So we love you. Every time we get to do this, it's the best. We will see you for the next one. Don't forget to join us in the lobby. We continue the conversation there. We continue the prayer and the praise reports. Everything that we just love to enjoy in a community of faith. Love you guys so much. And we'll see you for the next care group.